Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I am the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Paulet, Vermont. This audio blog is going to be a summary of my travel experiences the last 2 weeks while photographing in Puerto Rico. It's going to include information on traveling, my experiences shooting, and just sort of random general thoughts. I'll try to keep it short, but so let's get right into it. Traveling. First off, before I went to Puerto Rico, I spent a great deal of time sort of really thinking about my gear, what I wanted to take, and I'm a big believer in less is more. Most photographers seem to have the opposite concept, you know, how many cameras and how many lenses can I possibly take? You never know if I'm going to need it. But I do feel that if you sit down and spend a little time and sort of really look at your gear and what do you really use and what type of work do you really make, it's easy to come up with a simple, compact system that'll fit probably 99% of what you need when you're out shooting. The other stuff is just excessive weight that is difficult to carry, and it's more time at the TSA when they're going through your gear at airport security. So traveling to Puerto Rico, I carried a very light camera system. I carried an M7, two lenses, small little flash, about 30 rolls of film, a couple accessory filters and stuff, and that was pretty much about it. My camera was on the Y strap, which I make, and I can say right now with complete and total confidence that after shooting with the Y strap, literally dawn to dusk and beyond for the last 2 weeks, that strap was on my body nonstop every single day carrying the camera. It's phenomenal. It was a beautiful carry system, and I'm very happy after running through extensive testing. I'll be posting a blog on that, on the Y-strap session in the next couple of days with photographs and everything to accompany. But let's talk a little bit about Puerto Rico and shooting there. We were staying in the south part of the island in a village called Patillas, and very remote, primarily Spanish-speaking only. There were people there who spoke English, but it's not like being in San Juan. It is primarily Spanish. And as I don't speak Spanish, I mean, my limit of Spanish is, you know, enchilada, como está, and gracias. It was a little difficult. The language barrier was more of an issue than I had thought, but at the same time, it just made it a little bit more of an adventure. However, if you are going to Puerto Rico, brushing up on a little bit of Spanish would not be a bad idea. With regards to being in Patillas and the south part of the island, the south part of Puerto Rico is far more remote. It's very beautiful, yet there are a lot of driving distances. The island's not big. It's only 33 by like 100 miles, but it does take a great deal of time to get from one area to another. The two reasons for that is, one, the roads are very narrow and very windy. You don't think of Puerto Rico as having a lot of mountains, but it does. It's very mountainous in the middle. And also, you have to take great care when driving there, as the people in Puerto Rico are, in my opinion, some of the worst drivers I've ever met. They drive on your side of the lane in a lot of cases, especially when you're coming around a mountain turn. They have a tendency of driving right down the middle of the road. So being very careful when driving, or hiring somebody else who can drive so you can look out the window and look for photographs, might not be a bad idea. It is definitely challenging. In a lot of these cities and the small towns, the roads are extremely narrow because they were primarily, you know, cart path roads at one time. And it definitely, you'll have your A game on. You're going to need to have your A game on if you're going to be driving through Puerto Rico. With regards to places that we visited, as I said, we were in Patillas, up to the rainforest at El Junque, Ponce, the coffee festivals up in Maracao, San Juan area. I really tried to make sure that I could see the maximum amount of area in Puerto Rico, yet at the same time giving myself lots of time to sort of relax and take in the experience of being there. I think that one of the greatest mistakes that photographers make when they travel is not sort of letting the place sort of speak to them. I mean, if one minute you're in Vermont or wherever you live, and a few hours later you're in Puerto Rico, your mind and the way you see are still where you're from, and you need to take the time to allow yourself to sort of, you know, make that transition into the new environment, new culture. And, you know, there are lots of things you can do. What I do is I like to go out and experience, you know, the real place, the real Puerto Rico. And this is the reason why we went to Patillas instead of San Juan right off the bat, was because, you know, we were really in a very authentic experience. You know, there were no other people from North America where we were. It was very much a true Puerto Rican place. And as a result, you know, the restaurants, the food, the language, all of that very quickly infused into sort of my vision of what I was photographing. And, you know, as I process film here, I'm very excited about sort of the experiences that I was able to capture. For film on this trip, I shot exclusively the new T-Max 400 film, the TMY2, if you will. The box says the world's sharpest 400 speed film. And the testing that I did prior to going to Puerto Rico absolutely validate this. The film, the tests were just phenomenal. The enlargement capabilities are just insane. And more information on this film in coming weeks. So how did I carry my camera? Well, I started out using an M Classics bag. I had the Y strap. And my new belief is that the camera should never go in the bag. As a matter of fact, I would almost go so far as you should buy a camera bag that your camera won't fit in. That in the camera bag, you could put lenses and filters and film or digital memory cards, whatever, but your camera should almost not fit in it. Because if your camera's in the bag, you're not taking photographs. And the Y-strap is such a comfortable carry solution that there was no reason for me to ever put the camera in the bag. So what I did is I had a very small bag that you know, I carried some miscellaneous accessories in, and then I had the Y-strap. As a matter of fact, for most of the trip, I didn't even use the bag. On my M7, I have the dual lens carrier. What that is, for people who aren't familiar with it, is you have your lens locked on the camera, and another lens locks into the base plate. And as a result, I could carry two lenses, and I would stuff maybe, you know, two or three rolls of film in my front cargo pockets of my shorts, and I was ready to go for a few hours. And that really was an amazing way to be able to have my work, be able to have my, you know, my camera ready to be able to make work at any moment, instead of having to dig through a bag to pull my camera out and all that kind of stuff. So that was really an ideal solution. And two lenses is really great. You know, more lenses than two, and it starts becoming too much of a juggling act. Two lenses is an ideal, if you can, sort of amount of lenses to be traveling with. So I carried my camera like that, and I found it to be very, very, very successful on the trip. As the trip progressed, when we were in Maracau, which was this coffee festival, it's called the City of Coffee, what was very interesting is that out of probably 15,000 people at the festival and traffic jams that rival anything you'd ever see in New York City and beyond, we were probably the only non-Puerto Ricans on Sunday at the festival, which was really phenomenal. My wife and I were saying that it was one of the most memorable experiences of the trip. While there, I picked up a very small leather bag that I'm actually now using as a camera bag, and I'll post a photograph of it and the phone number of the manufacturer in Puerto Rico who makes them. Each one's hand-sewn. They're very simple, very small, but man, you know, if you've got your camera on the Y-strap, you can take this bag, throw a lens or two if you wanted to in it, a couple rolls of film or memory cards, and it's perfect. It looks great. It's durable. It's very soft, and I spent $30 on it, so it's a real bargain, and I'll post some information on that here with the site as well. So, you know, photographing around Puerto Rico, one of my big concerns prior to getting there was rain. You know, I had been doing a lot of reading online, and people were saying, oh, you know, you're going to the tropics, you know, you're in the rainforest in a lot of places. Rain is a real big issue. You got to have all this waterproof gear. Well, what I found is that because of how I was carrying my gear on the Y-strap, you know, I could take my my raincoat and just zip it over the camera, and waterproof bag didn't matter at all. And so I found that the simpler carry solution solved all my issues of, you know, all the concern that I had prior to going of, gee, you know, is this bag waterproof, or what about if I get in a downpour? You know, none of that mattered. It actually became such a non-issue that I didn't even think about it once I got there. So the carry solution really sort of solved a lot of problems for me. So we traveled a lot around the south side of the island, and once again, on the south side, speaking Spanish or having a knowledge of some Spanish phrases would go a long ways in being very careful of driving. The central region of Puerto Rico, which is the mountainous area, is fantastic. The mountains are absolutely beautiful, and it's the one place on the island where you really feel like you're in another country. The coast, you know, because you're on, there's beaches and stuff, though the south side beaches are very different than the north shore. the central region really feels like you're in another country. It's very different, and it's amazing. Yet, if you are driving in the mountain regions, A, be extremely careful. And the roads are very difficult, very windy. Distances take a long time to go, even 10 or 15 miles, because of the amount of curves. And, you know, but it's amazing to photograph. It's mind-blowing. We spent the last couple days in San Juan, and old San Juan is amazing. It's beautiful. It reminds me a great deal of the French Quarter in New Orleans. Matter of fact, the architecture in Puerto Rico in general reminds me of New Orleans, yet with sort of a Mediterranean flair. The light down there is just amazing. About 3:30 in the afternoon, it was just the most incredible light walking through the towns and villages in old San Juan. It was just amazing. And like I said, I can't wait to see some of the works that I was making. All the work that I was shooting while in old San Juan was in my Fragments edition, so it's just sort of multiple frames overlapping in a very cinematic quality. And so I'll be actually starting to process film hopefully later this afternoon. What else? That's about it. From a cost standpoint, I will say that San Juan and Puerto Rico in general is not cheap. You are in the Caribbean. You are in a very desirable location to go to. And meals and everything were exactly what you would pay in the States. In some cases, I thought the meals were more expensive than what you would pay in the States. Yet all the food and everything we had was amazing. People were incredibly friendly. Even if they couldn't speak English and we were having language barriers, everybody, even in remote villages, had an incredible willingness and incredible openness to help us. And I found that to be great. I have traveled to places in the world where that was not the case, yet in Puerto Rico, I felt that everybody was very friendly and very open and generally wanted to help us. So that was very nice. And a rental car is definitely the best way to see the island. It's not big, but you know, it does take a while to travel. So the big question for myself is, would I go back to Puerto Rico? And the answer, as I look out on a snowy backyard here in Vermont, is in an absolute minute I would be there. It was a beautiful place, perfect climate, and just a wonderful photographic experience. I'll be sharing some of the photographs as I produce them on the website, and so look for the coming weeks an occasional post of a new image, weeks and months of a new image, and also a full review of the T-Max 400 film as I have more sample images to post. And once again, also look for a sort of commentary on using the Y-strap with photographs as well while on location. So once again, if you're looking for a great place to go photograph, seriously consider Puerto Rico. These are just my thoughts, and I'd love to hear your comments. Have a great day.